96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Baltimore, a city in crisis, a helping hand for college students with debt, and a big name coming to Howard University's commencement exercises this weekend. Those issues top off our monthly discussion with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment for Dr. Frederick at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Fisher.
Let's talk a little bit about this initiative, something that is, to be quite honest, I found really fascinating, your outreach to Howard University alums to help graduating students pay off their school-related debt so that they can walk. To be quite honest, I'd never heard of such a thing. Maybe I missed out on something like that. Where did this idea come from?
Well, you know, most of this was born out of my own experience here at Howard University. I did Howard University's BSMD program, 2 years undergrad, 4 years of medical school. The arrangement I made with my mom back then was that she would pay the first year and I would make sure I had excellent grades and I would work and, you know, pay my way. So during medical school, I worked and, you know, received scholarships that helped pay my way. However, at the in my senior year of medical school, I had a balance of $4,000, as late as April 20-something. And as you know, graduation is usually the Saturday before Mother's Day, so it was just 2 weeks away. My parents were planning to come and to be there for graduation. I'd be the first doctor in my family. And, you know, I was really torn about how I would make that last push with the $4,000. At the time, the exchange rate as well, coming from Trinidad, made it even that much more significant. And I got called to the financial aid office in the medical school, and I got a $4,000 loan because of money that was donated to the university by an alum with 0% interest. And that's how I finished medical school and got my degree and had my parents had the opportunity. My mom in particular, you know, my dad died when I was very young, but having her see her dream fulfilled. She wanted to be a physician and, you know, became a nurse because of her grandfather, my grandfather. So it was born out of that, as well as the fact that our alum have been screaming for engagement. People tell me all the time, we don't ask them. And I think more specifically, we don't ask them for a specific cause. And I think there's no better cause at this time in our nation's history than to get young African Americans out into the workforce with advanced degrees so they can go out and change the society around us.
I can't imagine, and maybe I can. I mean, when I graduated, I had a $600 debt. A relative paid that off. Now, you know, that was back in the Stone Age, so $600 back then. Obviously, you know, it's all relative. But for, you know, now, in 2015, with the high cost of college, wherever you are, Howard University or otherwise, I can't imagine the kind of pressure that a lot of these students are feeling up until they are able to discover that these debts have been paid. What kind of stories have you heard from the students, and what kind of money are we talking about?
Yeah, you know, we've had students with a wide range of debts, as you can imagine, from a few hundred dollars to as much as $20,000. Now, some people have said to me, why are you carrying a student with that much debt, et cetera? These are students who, for the past 4 years, have been working, you know, trying to make ends meet and still achieving great academic success. Some people say, well, you shouldn't do it for people with less than a 3.0 GPA. I disagree. You know, again, these kids are working hard. They probably don't have the opportunity to study as much because of what they've been doing to make ends meet. And then some of the stories include losing a parent suddenly. One of the students, their parents' home is in foreclosure, and therefore the ability to help pay, you know, school fees, and that student has a bill as high as $20,000. And I think what's more remarkable about it is the level of gratitude that the students have expressed to the alum. It also gives them a major charge to pay it forward as well. We talk all the time about cultivating our students to become good alum. And this is one way for them to see and feel that impact just at the very last leg. There's nothing that's going to make, you know, leave a bigger impression on you as you leave the university. The flip side of that as well is it says a lot about who our alum are. We've had more than 500 people donate to students. We've had people donate anywhere from $50 to $50,000. I had a couple who are an alum who've already given a substantial amount to the university who today donated $50,000, and they will have matching donations. The swell of activity from the community has been incredible. A woman from Florida who was the daughter of Jewish immigrants who fled the Holocaust also made a donation. She's never had any interaction with Howard University. She read the article in the Washington Post. I think she recognizes that what we're doing for the society is that we're giving people who otherwise don't have an opportunity. She donated, and not just donated, but also made a request to stay on our donor list.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's the right thing to do.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Carmel from Langley Park. We're going to talk to her after the break. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. We continue with our monthly discussion. Lines are open. If you have a question or comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Carmel, calling from Langley Park. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have a question or just a comment of how you feel about alumni having a required percentage of their income that they should have to give back or pay forward, so to speak, to provide a way for other less fortunate individuals or those that are applying for a scholarship or some type of fund or pool of funding that would enable individuals to attend Howard University.
Yeah, I think giving is something that we can't be prescriptive about. However, one of the things that I'm trying to emphasize to our wider community is that the university can't simply survive on tuition, because we have students who are unusually strapped financially.
Exactly.
Yeah, 60% of our students are Pell Grant eligible, which for a private university, I don't think most people recognize. The private universities in D.C., range from 11 to 19%, as in George Washington, Georgetown, and American University in terms of their Pell Grant population. Trinity, as you would expect, as well as a higher Pell Grant population. So as much as I can be prescriptive, my appeal is that we need to have philanthropy as part of the process. These young men and women who are coming to Howard University are extremely bright. And unfortunately, given all the propaganda we see in the news, there are some key factors that people are missing. 70% of blacks who graduated from high school last year went to college. 67.3% of whites who graduated from high school went to college. When you compare those two, this is the first time in our educational system that you have a greater percentage of black high school graduates attending college. So clearly the community is there people are rallying, but the financial impact, the unemployment rate among blacks is higher. The loss of wealth from the last economic downturn has affected the black community far more. And I think education has always been the economic escalator. So we have to invest in our community and in our education system. And I think investing in Howard University helps that. So I appreciate the fact I can't be prescriptive, but I want people to give as much as they can.
Carmel, thank you so much for your phone call. Very quickly, Dr. Frederick, we have Annette. She's calling from Fort Washington. I'm going to go to a break, but I want to make sure we get her question, and it's an important one. Annette, go right ahead.
Yes, I'm an alum, and I want to know, where do I send my money, and how do you contribute?
Okay. That's a great question. You can go to howard.edu, our website. There's a donate tag on it, or you can send an email to Derek Kindle, and that's DKINDLE@howard.edu. And he will get back in touch with you in order to set up the donation. So you can donate online or you can contact Mr. Kindle, and through either mechanism, we'll make sure that we get your donation. Thanks again.
Annette, thank you so much.
And my last question, do you all accept PayPal? Because that would really increase contributions.
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I think they're working on that. Annette, tell you what, email Mr. Kindle. I'll make sure that his information is on WHUR.com after the program, after 8 o'clock, and I'm sure that he will be able to answer all of your questions. Thank you so much for your phone call and your desire to contribute. Need to take another break. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. The Quiet Storm.